The succession of the colonization process is really easy to explain. There was two, you know, possible outcomes. One, we place in one of the groups of the larger sections of humanity. We get contacted by the alpha leader, or are placed as the alpha leader or beta leader of the groups that we're in. And we get integrated in, and the leaders are, you know, integrated into the advanced process as it's deployed by the leaders of the section of humanity that we were placed in. And the leaders are selected and placed. And I go into the competition with all of the other leaders and all of the other candidates that are, you know, eligible to compete, and are they go through the advanced education and training, and they compete for the positions in the administrative, the administrative body of the colonization planets and of the colonization process, the United States of America and all the planets that it represents. Second outcome, we place in the top tier of planets, of sections of humanity. And the top tier would be the top 8 or the top 12. And it's 12. The number of sections of humanity in the top tier is 12. We know that now for sure. And that outcome has two possibilities also. If we do place in the top 12, which we did, there are two possible outcomes to that. We are either one of the bottom 10, the beta, or the alpha. And if we are the beta or the bottom 10, if we're the bottom 10, then I get placed as an interim administrator for integrating the advanced process by the alpha section and the beta section. If we're placed as the beta section, I'm placed as an interim administrator and will fulfill my responsibilities and obligations working with the alpha section that is deploying the advanced process to the beta section and the other 12 sections of humanity in that top tier group. So the bottom 10 would be an interim position as an administrator while the competition is going for the more permanent placements, managing the deployment of the advanced process through this section of humanity. The beta section would be an interim administrator that would go on for a little longer, would have a higher probability of being placed as a more permanent administrator. And the best possible outcome would be winning the larger competition, securing the place as the alpha section in the top tier section of humanity, being officially placed as the first administrator of the United States of America and all of the planets that it represents in the colonization process, and being the term of that first administrator, the deployment of the advanced process to all of the other empires. And when we have successfully completed, this was agreed to by every one of the other leaders. This was agreed to by every one of the leaders that made deals, that if we win, as unlikely as it may seem, that the person securing the victory gets placed as the first official administrator, the highest ranking primary administrator in charge of the United States of America, the colonization planets, until, and that term should be till the duration of that term is the completion of the deployment of the advanced areas throughout the countries representing the empires on Earth and the empires that they represent and the planets of the empires that they represent. The first, you know, scheduled group of advanced areas throughout the various empires. So the advanced areas on Earth and the first group of advanced areas throughout each planet represented by the empires that they've signed up for, because they all agreed. And each one of the deals that they made has secured them a certain amount of advanced areas in the first, you know, scheduled deployment of advanced areas throughout all the colonization planets represented by the United States of America and every planet represented by the countries on Earth that represent, that those empires are represented by. So the first term, the duration of the, and this isn't an indication of what any other term will be. The second term of the administrators, the third, fourth, fifth, or the first term, is the duration of the deployment of those advanced areas to each one of those empires and the United States of America and the colonization planets, based on the deals that they made, the first group of deployments. That's going to take a very, very long time. But that was understood by every one of the leaders when they made the deals that they made. We did win. The advanced process starts here in this section of humanity. And that is the duration of the first administration that I'm being placed in charge of. That was agreed to by every one of the leaders. Any other result would have been an interim administration. And I get to pick my administrative partners for the duration of the administration. That's the deal that they agreed to. The administrative partners that I pick and the administration that I have, I will be able to select throughout the duration of the entire administration if we win the big competition. We won the big competition. Brought back the victory for this section of humanity. We're the alpha section of the top 12. There is a beta section that we're paired with, and there are 10 other sections of humanity comparable to the size of this one that did in the top 12, that placed in the top 12, that we deploy the advanced process to first. So when we're done deploying every one of those advanced areas, the advanced areas on Earth and the corresponding advanced areas to the various planets and the empires that the countries on Earth represent, my administration will end, and succession, you know, to the second administration will occur very peacefully. But that's going to take a very, very long time. There are no impeachments. There are no power struggles. There are no recounts. There is no, it is a guaranteed administrative duration of the completion of those objectives, as agreed to by every one of the leaders that signed on to the colonization process and are represented by the various countries on Earth. That's the result. So we will be doing a competition. We will be deploying the advanced process, but don't try to secure a place in the first administration. Try to secure a place in the advanced process. There is no longer a competition for the first administration. The first administration has been secured, and duration is going to go on for a very, very long time. I've already selected my first partner. I'm building an administration, and we'll, you know, integrate people into the competitive environment. Your goal, the goal of the competition, is to earn involvement in the advanced process. The education and training in the advanced process will allow you to potentially earn a place in the first administration, or maybe even secure the second administration a very long time from now. That's the result.